Welcome to the Natural Professionals Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow Series. I'm Sean Tuttle. Our mini lesson today is on the hourly check-in. It's inspired by Peter Bregman, an interview that I heard with him. He's the author of 18 Minutes, Find Your Focus, Master Distractions, and Get the Right Things Done, which I think is a great title for a book. That said, I haven't read it yet, so I don't know what the rest of the book is all about. But in his interview, he talked about an hourly check-in that I think is just simply brilliant. In a nutshell, once an hour on the hour, you have an alarm that goes off. It can be your phone alarm. It can be the calendar on your computer, a meditation timer, a kitchen timer, whatever it is. It goes off on the hour. You take a step back from what you're doing and you ask yourself two questions. So basically, you're moving back to observer placement. You're moving back to big picture, big vision. You're stepping out of the detail-y or, you know, the midst of whatever it is you're working on. You ask yourself two questions. The first one, what am I doing? And the second, do I like who I'm being right now? Okay, what I love about this is that it gives you that little bit of reality check. It allows your schedule to be flexible. It allows other priorities to come up and not be too attached to, oh, I have to do it in this way, this way, this way, which a lot of creatives rebel against. And yet at the same time, you're continually coming back and checking in with your bigger priorities and saying, okay, is it right that I went down this rabbit hole? Is this actually what I should, is this the best way for me to be spending my time? So if you did get off track, here's your opportunity. You know, you've at most lost 59 minutes since your last check-in to get back on track. And if it turns out that what you're doing is really important, this, you know, side trip that you've taken is actually of value, you have that awareness that you're moving forward with the best of priorities and intention at the forefront. And then the second question, do I like who I'm being right now, brings in that other aspect. It's not just about what we're doing, how much we're doing, and how fast we're doing it, but who am I? And I mean, am I being the person that I want to be? So when I ask that question, do I like who I'm being right now? Am I, you know, I mean, it could be as simple as, am I dehydrated? Am I breathing? Do I need to get up and stretch? Or am I, you know, in a bad mood? There are so many different levels of check-in that you can do right then and there. I would suggest, in addition to those two questions, of perhaps adding an optional third. And that would be a specific, and this would be something that you're currently working on. For example, if you've noticed that you're chronically dehydrated, maybe on that hour, you take a sip of water or you have a half a cup of water. Or you automatically get up and you do 10 seconds of stretching. You know, you just get out of your chair. So there's whatever it is that you're personally working on. So of course, the challenge with all of this is one, answering honestly. When you get kind of lost in something, or even if, you know, you get really gripped by Facebook or something like that, and you're in the middle of Facebook when you should be working on something else and that timer goes off, are you answering honestly? The mind is very convincing, very compelling. So one, you have to answer honestly, which just means stopping what you're doing and checking in. And the second thing is that if you do find that you aren't satisfied with your answer, that you actually do something about it. Once we get in the groove of something, it's hard to switch gears and move to something else. So not only do we have to check in and be honest about the answer, then we actually have to do something about it. And of course, the more you do it, the easier it gets. Like, you are constantly breaking that stress physiology, you're breaking that pattern physiology, and getting back on the new course more quickly and more easily. So this is an excellent way to stay on track, stay connected with your priorities, and stay in a good place working throughout the day. Get more Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow lessons at naturalprofessional.com. I'm Sean Tuttle, signing off with a reminder that the era of struggle is over.